on this fantastic hump day. Blow the Whistle here with you on twitch.tv/sportstownshy. Tyler Buterbaugh, Andrew Valentin, and David Dykstra.
Catch your breath.
Whew, yeah, I know.
We know it's a lot of work to get the tripod out and put it back in.
For all those that don't know what goes up behind the scenes. I came sprinted back for the bathroom.
I'm surprised he didn't throw his back out there.
That's why I almost didn't make it. He tripped.
I tripped on the way here, guys.
So I had to roll it back up into my pant leg.
If it wasn't...
I told you not to wear shorts.
Almost closed the door on it. All right. Anyways. All right, we're going to preview and go through the National League East as another dominant division here in Major League Baseball, where the Atlanta Braves are leading it at 61-32. You got Phillies, Marlins, Boo. Mets, and Nationals behind them.
You notice I didn't open my mouth. I was like, wow, I didn't know he... He had such disdain for the Phillies.
I know. That was.
We're gonna have to dive deeper into that because I feel like that's
why do you
like,
hate us?
That's not like just because of last year,
right?
There's some.
There was some hate.
Yeah, there was some, like as a young kid, the Phillies broke his heart somehow, some way.
I wonder if he like used to be a fan and then
because he's from Florida.
Yeah, he's from Florida. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, he wouldn't be
unless his parents are transplants. Which is a possibility because everybody in Florida is a transplant.
That's true. Most of the people that live there don't live in Florida.
That is true. All right. Well, let's go through these teams, who we think are buyers and sellers, and who we like to win in the division and all that stuff. But, David, before you left, you had an interesting thing about the Phillies. You don't think they're going to win the division.
No, absolutely not.
But you said that they're going to win the World Series.
They can still go to the World. Like, listen.
They did it last year.
They have a run.
They did it last year.
And they're starting to look like that team again, which is scary.
Yeah,
they're starting to hit. Schwarb's has hit four home runs in the last four games.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's been bringing the bat.
Makes sense why they have a four-game winning streak.
He's still hitting 189.
Oh, my God, is he really?
Yeah, his average. It's all or nothing with him this year. This year, it's all. But see, once again.
26 home runs, 57 RBIs, 189 average.
Here's the thing, though.
Those numbers don't make sense.
It's not good.
There is Schwarber regular season, and then there's Schwarber postseason.
Postseason is where Schwarb's, it's at. And that's the thing. You got to just carry that.
You get Schwarbs into the postseason, it's a
different beast, man.
Because he leads the team in strikeouts.
I think, just like probably the Braves, probably going to try and bolster that starting pitching just a bit with probably a three.
I mean, they're the best team in baseball now.
They're waiting for Freed to get back. That's the thing. He's on rehab assignment right now.
Atlanta is waiting for Freed. So then
Freed is currently on rehab assignment.
They'll have Strider, Freed, and Elder.
Yeah. Thank God. That'll be their 1-2-3. They could look for a fourth if they want, but they're not. Here's the thing:
they could also bolster their bullpen a little.
They're not gonna throw away their top prospects for anybody that's gonna take them that far over the hump. They're just gonna trade little pieces here and there to try and acquire some easy stuff. So like, bullpen. They'll easily say like,
these guys
have been in the minors for a little while.
I think the Phillies need to go out and get themselves a three because Ranger has taken a step back.
You also forgot Charlie Morton's on that team too.
Oh, geez, Mary Joseph.
You forget how stacked they are.
That pitching staff is. that whole team is just stacked.
I mean,
they're incredible.
My favorite over there is Acuna Jr.
Well, he's everybody's favorite.
God. He could win MVP this year.
Okay, Chalky Chalkerton. Who's your favorite player? Oh, I don't know. Acuna Jr.
He helps me in. Beat the streak.
Beat the streak. Austin Riley and Matt Olson are two of my favorite players.
Matt Olson is a beast.
They are the hot corner tandem right now in baseball. They hit. They can play defense. I mean, they're all stars together. They're best friends. It's awesome. They got that fun relationship that just works together.
I'll be interesting to see what Philly does because I think they need a little more bullpen help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How Kimbrel was an all-star, I don't know.
I still can't believe that. When Evan tweeted that out, and I was like, what? And I had to check it. I'm like, huh?
I'm not going to lie. I forgot he was still playing.
I thought it was a great pickup by Philly in the offseason.
No, it's a great pickup.
Yeah.
As long as you have him saving.
Right.
Yeah. And not... we're going to make him our setup man and completely screw our chances to make the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
No. sorry, Andrew.
It's okay.
But for me, wouldn't you say they need maybe a three?
Yeah, they need one more starting pitcher, and they definitely need bullpen.
Ranger Suarez just has, I thought after the postseason that he had, where he was.
Oh, everybody looked at Suarez and thought, like, oh, this is the next guy that's going to be up and coming. There's no problem with this. We got this. This guy's going to be one of the better guys.
And he hasn't been bad, but he's just been meh.
Yeah, 2-4. I mean, his ERA right now is sitting at what? It's just over 3.8. I mean,
it's not horrible, not great.
Well, I mean, when Walker and Wheeler are sitting at 4 on their ERA, which I think that's like the average right now in baseball. I think it's around like 3.5 to 4, somewhere in between. They need another guy, that extra guy, because Nola, Wheeler, Walker, they're fine. You need that other guy, though.
If Pittsburgh would do it, man, I would be like, would you say, go get Mitch Keller right now.
Would that happen? So, as a Phillies fan, would you be open to hearing trade talks for Stroman to get to that three?
It's not a terrible move.
Or would you rather have...
I don't like Stroman.
Stroman as a 4 or 5 on that Phillies team, I think, is better, but you're going to probably plug him in as a 3, where I think he's not going to work his
best. I don't like Stroman because I think he's, 1, overrated. 2, he's a clubhouse issue.
He can be.
He can be, yeah.
He raises concerns at the wrong moment.
As much as you don't want to hear it, I'd be calling the Cubs and going, hey, what's with that Justin Steele kid?
No, you're not taking Justin Steele from me.
See, if they did that, then the Cubs would be like, okay, what's your farm system look like? We're taking the top prospects.
I wouldn't mind Giolito.
Giolito would be good.
Would be a nice fit in Philly because, once again, I know Giolito loves...
You want Lynn?
No.
Anybody want Lynn?
What about Kopech?
I bet you.
There's somebody that wants Lynn from what I hear.
I wouldn't. I think Kopech just needs a change of scenery.
He does.
At this point, I think so. I think that's what
I think he just needs a change of scenery.
I don't think he's ever going to be that starting superstar.
Put
him in at the closer. He'll knock him dead.
Ooh.
That's
put him in
bad
at the closer.
Idea.
I mean, they've been talking about that for a long time, putting him at the closer spot.
That'd be an interesting switch up.
Well, because he was supposed to be your ace, but he's.
Yeah, that's the thing. Every guy that comes in that throws 100 miles an hour is supposed to be the ace.
There's a couple guys out there that I wouldn't. I'd be talking to Miami's not out of it either.
No, Miami's still in the fight too. And Miami might be looking to buy too.
To me, I don't see Miami buying. Status quo. if it is a buy for Miami, it's going to be those ones that go, nah, all right.
I mean, I
get it, but all right.
So you're thinking like they more buy for the future?
No, I think I think they try to buy to solidify.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. Put that on a t-shirt.
The problem that they the problem they have right now is that their best pitcher is Luzardo, and Alcantara right now has been pitching dreadful for them. I mean, he's had quality starts, but he's 3-8. Like Miami at this point, I mean, they're winning, but I could still see them buying to try and, like you said, solidify that.
They're still sitting right there in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, because right now...
They're 10 games out of first. They it's not
make,
impossible.
They wouldn't make playoffs right now if the season ended. So, I mean, but they can. So that's why, I mean, I can see them making becoming buyers because, I mean, Reyes can't do it all by himself.
No, he can't. Sure. I mean, that team right now, Jorge Soler leads the team in home runs and RBIs. For Cubs fans that don't know, he used to be a Chicago Cub. He used to be one of the bright futures of the Chicago Cub long ago.
That was a while ago.
And I mean, let's be real. Like, you've got Braves, you got Miami, you got Philly.
I don't even care about. Don't even talk about the Mets or Nationals.
Mets are going to buy.
They're going to have to.
They should sell.
Here's the question, though.
They need to sell.
No. Legitimately.
Yeah.
Scherzer's already said he's willing to waive his no trade.
Sure, of course.
Verlander at that point, if Scherzer goes, I'm leaving, Verlander's will be gone.
Yeah.
At that point, if you're the Mets, why not? How many games are they out?
17 and a half.
Yeah.
There's no shot.
I'd sell. No, they're not going to.
Right. And that's the thing is that they should sell.
It's New York.
But their owner, Cohen.
And if that's the case, if you're selling, hello, Mets. This is the Philadelphia Phillies. What's it going to take to get Max Scherzer?
God.
Because if you have a 1-2-3 why not?
Yeah. Well, at this point,
why not at this point?
At this point,
well, of course. No, I agree. But, yeah. I mean, it's just not common to trade in division, really.
Oh, well, hey, Cubs fan. How about Pete Alonso at first?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying.
I don't think Pete Alonso is going to leave.
I'm not saying I would not like it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying you don't really see it often. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, this is a team who put so much big money into on top of other big
money.
Oh,
it would be a riot in New York City if they started selling off pieces.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, the one that will make them mad is if Pete Alonso goes, because that's their boy.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's their new right. But he's their new man. He's their new boy.
You mean like Mike Piazza?
Yeah. Minus the steroids.
She didn't do such things.
Allegedly.
I don't think he's ever owned up to that.
No. Well, he's denied it the whole way through.
And who else? Are the Mets Nationals. The bottom?
Nationals are the bottom.
Nationals.
What do they have?
They're 24 Corbin. Behind.
Yeah, they have Corbin.
Corbin would be a nice.
Corbin.
I'd be okay with Corbin.
He goes back to Arizona. they nickled and dined him to get out of Arizona to go to Washington, and now all of a sudden he would go. I could see that. I could see Arizona saying, look, we have the connection. Why don't you come back?
All that guy is Lane Thomas.
He's their best hitter. He's their best hitter.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
But they do have Corbin. They do have Joshua Gray, who's not a bad pitcher.
No, he's not horrible.
He's not
a
bad
nice
pitcher.
Four.
Mackenzie Gore at this point. I don't think Mackenzie Gore is a starter, though. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's 5-7. He's not bad.
Middle relief.
I put him at middle relief. Work your way back up to being a starter, because he's a guy that all these guys need protection upon protection to stay alive. And the other one would be Trevor Williams. I like Trevor Williams, but again, he's another middle relief guy that I would work back
into
a starter.
What about Josiah Gray? He's their ERA.
That's what we were saying.
Josh. Oh,
you were.
Yeah,
yeah. Josh Gray?
It's Josiah.
I know. Josiah.
Oh, you just call him Josh?
Well, because there's John Gray and there's Josiah Gray, yeah. So you got to differentiate.
Joshy Gray.
But at this point, they're one of those teams. They should start just selling.
Well, their farm system's deep.
Yeah,
deep.
They've got a lot of guys. They've got a lot of players that are just sitting around doing nothing right now. So I would just say, yeah, start selling these guys. CJ Abrams can bring you back something. Thomas can bring you back something. Meneses. They've got enough guys on this team that. You're not going to get a haul, okay? You're not going to get the best players in baseball.
Something.
You'll get something out of their farm.
You know who I would offer up for Max Scherzer if I was the Cubs? Melvin.
Melvin.
Mm.
Wait. Melvin? What are you talking about?
The phenom.
Oh, Mervis?
Melvin.
Why are you calling him Melvin?
Because he's a Melvin.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not Mervis. He's a Melvin.
Matt Melvin.
I mean, he hits like a ton when he hits.
When he hits, yeah.
It's Schwarber.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a lot of the same.
Hey, guess what? You could have kept Schwarber.
They could have kept a lot of people.
Schwarber's
the only one that's actually.
That's the only one that they made the mistake on.
Yeah.
They made the right decisions on everybody else.
I think absolutely. Once they made the move on Schwarber to say, you know what, we're not going to make the offer to him or the right offer, mm-hmm. I think everybody else, whether they wanted to stay or not.
Which was idiotic because he signed with the Nationals for what, $4 million?
Something like that. Something
him like and that Lester.
Nothing. Yeah.
Forgot about that one. But oh I think God. Once that happened, I think the rest of the guys were like, okay, they're clearly going to start clearing house. I think they all wanted to stay, I'm sure, but they all were resignated to the idea.
Riz had himself a good year last year, but that's only because he was loving the short porch.
Yeah. And he had protection.
And the other two, what have they done?
No, I'm telling you.
Javi had one highlight. He had that one highlight where he went with his glove and then he picked it up and threw it to first, and that's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Because he has not had a highlight home run yet.
Just swinging at everything.
I know.
Just like terrible. The AL, I would say probably three out of the... Well, no, because we already said the Mets are probably going to be buyers. Why? We don't know. But probably.
Cohen's an
idiot.
They
should be sellers.
Come on down, Shohei!
Because they're like the Jets. They have false belief in everything.
Just take our whole single-A team at Anaheim. We'll take Shohei.
You're signing the rights to our single-A?
I'll give him $1 billion. Cohen, you're worth like $1 billion. I'll still give him $1 billion. I don't care.
That would probably be a conversation.
I will sign off my will.
He can have half the team as ownership. I don't care.
We'll give him partial ownership.
Give him the messy deal.
No trade guarantee for the first 10 years of his 15-year and the $1 billion fully guaranteed.
He would do something like
Shohei
that.
Shohei Ohtani's getting paid in 2050.
Yeah. You know what? That may happen.
Oh, it's going
it's
to.
It's
going to
happen.
We're going to have a new Bonilla.
Well, somebody, how are you going to pay that money? You're going to have to defer it, and then you're going to have to pay it like 10 years later in installments. He'll be 80 years old by the time he finally finishes it.
How do you no like way. To, how do you like to get paid, sir? Installments.
Installments.
How about we work it over a 50-year increment?
Are you working for sports pages? I mean, what I meant to say was...
Wow, shots fired.
No, I would never. Never in a million years would I ever. God bless you for paying me.
Yeah. God, that was good.
All right.
All right, well, that wraps up our baseball talk for today's episode.
Sir.
Coming up, we're going to... Andrew's got a handful of questions that we got from all you guys.
I do.
I'm scared.
I am a little terrified, but we're going to have some fun with it.
I got sports ones and I got personal ones.
Hey, we can do them all.
We'll do them all. That will be next.
There's no hidden...
We won't do them all, but we'll do a good handful of them.
And you guys still have time if you're listening and watching right now.
Just be afraid to throw the answers that might come out of my mouth.
Throw in more questions, all that stuff into the Twitch stream. That will be all next here. I'll blow the whistle on Sports Twitch.tv/SportsTownShot.
There you go.